The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man dressed in purple garments and fine linens, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick the sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received all that was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received all that was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, there is a great chasm established to prevent anyone from crossing over who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham said in reply, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'O Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So in today's gospel, we hear that we should take care of those in our community who are less fortunate than ourselves. But there's a little hidden gem that you may not have caught. It says, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we are all prophets. Everybody knew that, right? Yes? Some of you not so sure? I can tell you when this happened. When you were baptized. For some of us, that was a long time ago. For some of us, it was even longer ago. When you were baptized, you were anointed priest, prophet, and king. As a priest, we pray, we set up offerings. As a king, we distribute to those who are less fortunate. But as a prophet, what are we called to do? We are called to go out to witness this day and every day to those who we meet. You know, I'm not talking about let's go stand on the corner over here and have our Bible and do that. I'm not talking about that type of preaching. I'm talking about the preaching you do with your actions. When you see someone in need, when you see someone who's not happy, you could just go up to them and give them a smile. You might be surprised at how much that will do for you. During the season of Lent, my wife and I, actually more my wife, and I'm there because she controls the remote, we've been watching The Chosen. And I see things in this time through that I didn't see in the first time. And the one thing that I saw last night was where Matthew goes up to Peter and says, "I'm sorry. for all the things that he had done. And Peter kind of looks at him and goes on his way. And then later in the show, Peter goes up and gives Matthew the world's largest hug. And Matthew starts to cry. Because it's one thing to ask for forgiveness. It's another thing to give it.